A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The following message came to Jeremiah from the Lord. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, write all the words I have spoken to you in a book. For thus says the Lord, incurable is your wound, grievous your bruise. There is none to plead your cause, no remedy for your running sore, no healing for you. All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you. I struck you as an enemy would strike, punished you cruelly. Why cry over your wound? Your pain is without relief. Because of your great guilt, your numerous sins, I have done this to you. Thus says the Lord, see, I will restore the tents of Jacob. His dwellings I will pity. City shall be rebuilt upon hill and palace restored as it was. From them will resound songs of praise, the laughter of happy men. I will make them not few, but many. They will not be tiny, for I will glorify them. His sons shall be as of old, his assembly before me shall stand firm. I will punish all their oppressors. His leaders shall be one of his own, and his rulers shall come from his kin. When I summon him, he shall approach me. How else should one take the deadly risk of approaching me, says the Lord? You shall be my people, and I will be your God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord will build up Zion again and appear in all his glory. The Lord will build up Zion again and appear in all his glory. The nations shall revere your name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. When the Lord has rebuilt Zion and appeared in his glory, when he has regarded the prayer of the destitute and not despised their prayer, the Lord will build up Zion again and appear in all his glory. Let this be written for the generation to come, and let his future creatures praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from his holy height. From heaven he beheld the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoners, to release those doomed to die. The Lord will build up Zion again and appear in all his glory. The children of your servants shall abide, and their posterity shall continue in your presence, that the name of the Lord may be declared on Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people gather together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. The Lord will build up Zion again and appear in all his glory. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Some Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They do not wash their hands when they eat a meal. And he summoned the crowd and said to them, hear and understand, it's not what enters one's mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of his mouth that defiles one. Then his disciples approached and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said? He said in reply, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides, and they are blind guides of the blind. If a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit. The Gospel of the Lord. And so, as I said, today is the feast of St. John Vianney, the Cure of Ars, the patron of all parish priests, all priests now. He used to be just parish priests, but Benedict XVI made him the patron of all priests. And as we sit there, and you know, I got to be in Ars, and his body's there, and I read a book of his sermons, and I was reading the first sermon as I sat under the pulpit where he would preach in Ars, and I'm thinking, I'm not strong enough, because here the very first homily in the book is, those of you who are here because you just have to be, you might as well leave because you're going to hell. And those of you who are here for other, you might as well just leave because you're going to hell. And I think he said 6 or 7 times, almost everybody there, you're going to hell. And I'm thinking, boy, I'm pretty easy compared to John Vianney. But it depends where you get him, right? Because as I read more about him, when he was a young priest, and one of these things was exactly that, he used to get a homily service. They had him in those days too. And he would take the service and put his own, you know, stories in there. But it was really someone else's words. You can do it today. People do it all the time. And I thought, well, that's good. Because, and then today in the first reading, if you read the first part of the first reading, you're going to want to cut your wrists, right? It's not really good. I condemned you. I treated you as one, as an enemy would. And why do you even cry? It doesn't matter. It's no good for you anyway. And it's like, whoa. But then you go to the end of the reading, and it's a different view, right? I will be your God, and you will be my people. That here, it all depends on what we need. We all grow, and so when you have a child, you treat them one way, and as they grow older, you treat them another. It's all done out of love, and that's got to be important. Today, when you read the Feast of St. John Vianney, his words in the breviary is the words I've based my whole priesthood on, and I talk about it constantly. St. John Vianney says later in his life, this is the glorious duty of man, that you pray and that you love. And he took his whole priesthood and everything he ever preached, and he said, this is what you got to focus on. You got to be a person of prayer, and you got to be a person of love. So let's hear St. John Vianney speak to us this day. Let's do what he says. If we're going to truly be God's people, we need to be people of prayer. And we need to be people of love. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.